This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisan and Noel Lim. It is 7:36 a.m. Wednesday, the 2nd of December, which means that in half an hour, we have the Breakfast Grill. Roshan, what's happening today?
Well, today I'll be speaking with Dato' Hassan Azhari Idris, CEO of Invest Selangor Berhad. Now, Selangor has reduced its investment target from 12 billion ringgit to 8.5 billion, thanks to the weaker global sentiment brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. So how has Selangor done this year so far to pull in investment in this challenging environment? Well, I'm going to try and find out. And beyond that, I'm going to ask them, ask Invest Selangor about their relationship with other bodies like InvestKL, Invest Penang. There's so many invests out there. But more importantly, their relationship with the federal government, especially with this change in power dynamic. So all this and more on The Breakfast Grill in half an hour.
So be sure to stay tuned for that later on after the 8 o'clock news. But in the meantime, we are turning our attention to the biggest shopping event of the US retail calendar, the Black Friday to Cyber Monday weekend. Now, Black Friday is, of course, associated with long queues outside of stores as shoppers hunt for bargains. But the pandemic and the consequent restriction measures have upended shopping traditions this year, as well as accelerated e-commerce and digitalization trends.
Foot traffic at stores in the US on Black Friday fell by 52% compared to last year, while online spending of the day soared to a record high of $9 billion. Meanwhile, this year's Cyber Monday spending spree is also projected to break records, with estimates ranging from 15 to 35% more sales compared to last year.
So is this a sign that the retail sector is on a path to recovery? For some insight, we're speaking this morning with Poonam Goyal, Senior US Retail Analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Poonam, thank you for joining us today. Now, there were high expectations that online Cyber Monday sales would exceed prior records this year. Did the overall sales hit these targets? And how do the figures compare historically?
Sure, yes. So Cyber Monday was a record day here in the U.S. Sales were up 15.1% based on Adobe's estimates. Now, that did come in at the lower end of their range for 15 to 35%, but that's not a surprise after what we saw on Black Friday, given that a lot of the retailers here in the U.S. pulled forward sales as they promoted these deals earlier in the month, whether it was the week of Black Friday or even earlier into the November month.
Now, who would you say were the biggest winners from the shopping weekend? And conversely, which retail players fell behind in this online shift?
Yeah, so without knowing the sales of the retailers, what we saw in our channel checks was that the beneficiaries of the online surge were retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target. So really the mass merchants, which were one-stop destinations with a large presence for electronics, home, toys. We think they fared very well over the Cyber Week and as well as Black Friday Week. We also think apparel stores did well, especially the teen retailers. We saw a surge in apparel demand, and we think that would have benefited retailers like American Eagle, for example, which also owns the brand Aerie, which has done really well over the last few years.
In light of the pandemic, what are some of the major retail trends that you are seeing, both in terms of consumer behavior and also how retailers are trying to attract businesses?
Yeah, I think, you know, the consumer is, while the consumer is pressured here in the U.S. from rising unemployment rates and lower confidence, we see the consumer still spending. And really what's causing this shift and causing them to spend more on things is the fact that they can't go out and experience things. They're not going to restaurants. They're not going to the spas. They're not going to the movies. They're not traveling. So what are they doing with the money that they have? They're spending it to buy things. And that's fueled retail sales so far, despite a lackluster economic environment. Now, in terms of spending and shopping shifts and retailers, really the biggest change has been the push on digital. We've seen a surge in digital sales, and we expect much of that surge to stay even when COVID-19 passes, meaning that shoppers with newly formed digital habits are likely to stay with us for forever now.
And Poonam, I mean, there have also been concerns of a kind of shipping Armageddon scenario where the demand for online shopping and delivery exceeds the capacity of the logistics chains to cope. Do you see these challenges impeding retail sector activity?
I do. Not just yet, but as we move closer to Christmas, I think there will be a roadblock for retailers to be able to fulfill the demand for Christmas. So retailers have been urging shoppers to place their orders earlier And the retailers with a brick and mortar presence here, you know, this is where they have the advantage, where if you're trying to order something on the 22nd or the 23rd and you're not sure if you'll get it by the 25th, you have the option to do a curbside pickup or a pickup in store. And most brick and mortar retailers today have implemented curbside pickup for those that don't want the contact pickup in store.
Now, U.S. retail sales missed estimates in October. Does the strong showing over the weekend indicate a recovery for retail sales, or is this momentum unsustainable beyond the holiday month ahead of us?
I think the momentum will continue to build as shoppers still have many gifts to purchase. So what I would remind you is many of the holiday sales were pulled forward, so it really depends on what we see going forward. We're not expecting store sales to build as we move into the peak Christmas selling week, but we do think online will continue to stay strong as you know, folks look to buy for themselves and for gifts under their tree.
Right. So what's your outlook for the retail sector then going into 2021?
The outlook is mixed. So if you think about when the vaccine could possibly hit, if you believe in a 2H recovery, we think that retailers will benefit in the second half of the year once the vaccine is out and people are actually vaccinated. If people are not vaccinated by 1H, then, you know, the recovery would be slower, especially the in-store recovery.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Poonam. That was Poonam Goyal, senior U.S. retail analyst over at Bloomberg Intelligence, giving us her thoughts following the Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. And I think, you know, one of the biggest takeaways that I took, that I got from that conversation, was that she expects this surge in online shopping and e-commerce brought on by the pandemic eventually to stick around as people, I guess, get over that hurdle of shopping online.
Yes, I think all the SOPs will stay. I'm very curious though, while I think malls or brands will invest a lot more on online, I wonder what would malls do to change their physical space? How would they cater to this new normal, right? I mean, would they have larger store formats, or would they have more eateries, for example? So I'm very curious, or they expect to go back to business as usual once the vaccine is widely available.
Yeah, I think when we talk about retail, it's important to note that retail doesn't represent all of consumption, right? And the US consumer is a big part of the US economy. I think by some estimates, almost 70% of US GDP is backed by the US consumer. So when we see retail doing better, we should not mistake that for that the entire economy is back on track. It's just that retail is going online, and the big players, the Amazons, the Walmarts, the Targets, they're the ones taking up the sales and the bandwidth, not necessarily the malls or the storefronts. So it's a good data point, but it's not representative of the whole US consumption market.
Well, I can tell you one thing about this retail thing, right? What is making me really sad is the fact that Arcadia Group is going into administration, and they own brands like Topshop and Miss Selfridge.
Yes, and Dorothy Perkins. So that's certainly an end of an era. But right now we're about to head into some messages, and then up next we're going to be speaking with Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham's Asia Research Institute, on the infighting within Pakatan Harapan. Be sure to stay tuned for that conversation in just a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.